This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move market on Monday, that is 23rd of December. The Indian market logged modest gains on December 20 but ended at fresh all-time high for the fourth consecutive day, supported by sustained foreign fund inflows. Experts said the market has been rising over the last few days on the back of positive global cues and government's pre-budget meetings is raising hopes for further stimulus to spur economic growth. The gains were modest as Sensex climbed only 8 points to 41,681.54, while Nifty rose 12 points to close at 12,271.80. Market sentiment also got a boost from RBI's decision to conduct a special open market operation to bring down long-term yields. This was cheered by the market with gains in banking stocks. However, the concerns over the weakness in the economy prevailed, triggered profit booking by investors, after Fitch Rating cut India's GDP growth forecast for FY20 to 4.6%. Siddharth Khemka, head of retail research at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, said the near-term momentum could continue on the back of strong liquidity flows and hopes of budget stimulus to spur economic growth. Technically, the momentum oscillator RSI is sustaining above the trendline breakout on the daily scale, indicating continuation in ongoing optimism in the coming days too. Till the time Nifty sustains above its support zone of 12,150 to 12,200, we may see an up move towards 12,400, Khemka said. The rupee fell by 9 paise to settle at 71.12 against the US dollar on December 20 amid a steady rise in crude oil prices and strengthening of the greenback overseas. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth Rs. 338.86 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold shares worth Rs. 285.41 crore in the Indian equity market on December 20, provisional data available on the NSE showed. Let's talk about some big news. Government is likely to invite EOI for a stake sale in Air India, BPCL, next month. The government is likely to invite preliminary bids for a stake sale in national carrier Air India and BPCL next month, PTI reported, quoting sources. The airline is sitting on a debt pile of around Rs. 58,000 crore, besides huge accumulated losses running into thousands of crores. The sources, however, added that stake sale in big assets like BPCL will take time as due diligence has to be carried out. Last month, the cabinet had approved a strategic divestment of the government's 53.29% stake in BPCL, along with transfer of certain management control. Now, let's take a look at what technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty formed a dodgy pattern on daily charts on December 20, which shows indecisiveness among the bulls and the bears as closing and opening values were close. As the index gained for the fourth consecutive session and has added more than 550 points in the last 8 days, there could be some consolidation come correction in the coming days, experts say. Mazhar Mohammed, chief strategist at ChartViewIndia.in, is of the view that short-term traders should avoid long side bets and shorting can be considered on a close below 12,199 for the initial target of 12,100. Three levels to watch out for on Monday are 12,200 to 12,252, 12,293 and 12,350. Maximum call open interest was seen at 12,300 followed by 12,500 and maximum put open interest was seen at 12,200 followed by 12,000. Let's take a look at some stocks in the news. Titan Company, Ultratech Cement, Nestle India will be added to BSE Sensex, whereas Tata Motors, Tata Motors DVR, Vedanta, Yes Bank will be deleted from BSE Sensex from December 23. Tata Global Beverages may be in news as the company announced the appointment of Sunil D'Souza as Managing Director and CEO. And Cadila Healthcare can also be in news as the US FDA has issued no observations to the Ahmedabad unit after the inspection on December 16 to 20. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to Capital via Global Research and here's what they have to recommend. CESC is a buy call with a target price of Rs. 800 and stop loss of Rs. 700. Hero MotoCorp is also a buy with a target price of 2,500 and stop loss of Rs. 2,300. Ashok Leyland is the third call, also a buy with a target price of Rs. 86 and stop loss of Rs. 78. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
subscription product, Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.